Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And for the latest, we go down to Miller Park. Say hello to our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey. Writes for Brewers.com and MLB.com. We appreciate his time, as always, Fridays at 4:48.
I am so glad to have him on the show right now.
Adam,
I am thrilled to death. I'm just sick of talking Packers. Did you ever think I would ever say that, Adam?
Yeah, you're a big baseball guy. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, you know what? I liked your video you put on the plane. It was amazing. That was funny.
You know, sometimes you get stuck next to just the most irritating passengers. Never stop talking. Can't shut them up. You know, you put the headphones on and pretend to be asleep, and eventually they figure it out.
It's like riding with Tim Allen. I get exactly what you're saying.
Hey, be nice. Tim's
Adam,
my guy.
Josh Hader, it appears that he is the full-time closer, at least so far.
Well, look, the games have dictated using him in that role because they're playing all these one-run games. They're already 5-0 in one-run games through seven games of the season. I don't think the way they're using him is particularly sustainable, and we've gone through this. Last year, he is a player that is built to be great, often for extended innings, and then get a couple of days off to recharge. That doesn't magically change necessarily. Maybe over time it does, and maybe this will be the start of something where that changes in his career, but I would be absolutely shocked if this usage pattern continues for the whole season. But, you know, the games dictate, you kind of go with it, and maybe now there'll be a week where the games are more lopsided one way or the other, and then, you know, you won't use it in the same way. But I just have a feeling that the way they're to use him as much as they have is probably pushing the limits a little bit. Look, you saw it with Alex Wilson pitching the last game against the Reds. That was a day where they just weren't going to do Hader three in a row, and Alex Wilson, who's been a pretty nice addition to that bullpen so far, came in and saved that first game, that last game.
Are you amazed by the fact that somehow or another the Cubs continuously find a way to get Quintana into a series against the Brewers?
Yeah, well, look, this is early in the year, so it shouldn't be surprising because you can line things up the way you want to when it's this early in the year. But, yeah, I mean, Quintana pitches against them every time, and John Lester doesn't. I know Lester saw him a couple times last year, right? But it was the first time in a while. It is definitely not a coincidence. And it shouldn't be because Jose Quintana has great career numbers against the Brewers. And we were just talking to Craig Counsell about it. And he says, you know, this is a very worthy question because, especially for this team, it's the same, largely the same player. You know, sometimes these numbers are misleading because if a team has a huge amount of turnover, for a pitcher to have great success sustained over a long period of time, sometimes it's just, you know, it's coincidence. It's against the uniform, not against the same players. Well, in this case, it's a lot of the same players. And Quintana has done a really good job of expanding the zone against Brewers hitters and getting them to chase his pitch. And until they stop doing that, he's going to keep doing it and having success. So I don't know. Tonight's the night it turns. They've had a good game here and there against it, but when you look at the numbers overall, it's quite impressive. And he's done it against a team that's been a pretty good offensive team over the years.
Listen, we've been so immersed with all this Packer stuff that's been going on lately. I'm sure you've heard about it. And we just really haven't had time to get to, because I think this is a really big deal, Cubs-Brewers. Is there any juice for this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be juice when the stands are full and it's you know, Cubs fans dominating the crowd again like it always is, and that's going to upset people. And I don't quite understand why that upsets people. It's economics. It's free market economics. So Brewers fans.
So even though the Cubs are still losing, you still think that this is...
But these plans were made.
Okay. So it's temporary.
Way before this stuff.
So they were coming.
Okay. Yeah, and look, I don't... I don't blame Bruce. People get mad about this, I guess. My response to those who get mad is come to the games. Get your friends to come to the game. If I'm a season ticket holder, I spend a lot of money. People spend thousands of dollars on these tickets. They can sell Cubs tickets to people from Chicago at a huge markup and make their money.
And be able to buy tickets for next year, too.
Yeah, look, you know what? It's fine. As long as people are kind to each other, which I hear doesn't happen, you know, that's the problem is when people are unkind to each other. It's fun. It's just 50-50. Look, like, that's great atmosphere. I'll tell you, the players love it. For them, you talk about having juice in the ballpark when the crowd is really into it from both directions. That's a great atmosphere to play a baseball game, and the players love it. I know it can be a very bad experience for Brewers fans. I have friends who won't come to these games, the Cubs games, because it's such a bad experience with Cubs fans. But if you're talking just from a baseball point of view and a competitive point of view, I don't think it's a bad thing for the guys on the field.
And right now, talking with Adam McKelvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, when we were talking to Yasmani last week, he said the same thing, that the first couple of games at Miller Park have felt like playoff games.
Yeah, because the Cardinals traveled really well for that first series. It was the same type of thing. It was Busch Stadium North. It just wasn't 43,000 people. It was, you know, 20,000 or whatever. But to me, like, if you look at that experience, what the experience is going to be like this weekend, and then you compare it to Cincinnati, where the first day they announced a crowd of 7,400, and there was maybe a third of that actually in the stadium on a cold night. This stuff where it's like, you know, these charged crowds are way better. It's a much better atmosphere for baseball, and I think the Brewers would take it just fine. And look, it's money in their pockets to spend on players, and if you're one of the people screaming for Craig Kimbrell, you also can't complain about there being a bunch of Cubs fans in the stands this weekend.
Yeah, Adam, I got to go back to this. Burns, you know, 12 Ks, Freddy Peralta, who I'm a big fan of, 11 Ks. The young guys are doing exactly what you want them to do. Woodruff, I think, is the kind of guy that's willing to take that challenge and open this series up with the Cubs. What do you think about these young guys in the rotation at this point?
Well, the best thing that could happen for them is if those three get into, like, a little friendly competition with each other,
mm-hmm.
because that could be something that drives them. And that's happened on pitching, you know, good starting staffs before, where you kind of play follow the leader. And I think especially for these young guys all experiencing this first full season as major league starters together at the same time, that can be a real positive for them. So, I think that's what you hope happens. Is that Burns and Peralta had good outings, and now you hope Woodruff kind of follows suit. He, of the three, his start was the best. It was 5 innings, 100 pitches, which he'd like to improve on. But just in terms of the results, his start against the Cardinals was the best of those three, and then Freddie followed up in his second game with a real gem against the Cincinnati Reds. So they're an intriguing trio. The Brewers are putting a lot on them. By not going out and trading or signing a free agent starter, more of an established guy that I think a lot of the baseball world thought they were going to do. So for these guys to succeed is going to be really important because that bullpen has been good so far, but they're going to need innings from these starting pitchers, and that's going to mean innings from these young guys.
But that's the problem.
So Chase Anderson's going to get a start.
Because Craig Counsell has already said that he pretty much can't go with all three of these guys all year long because of innings.
Yeah, they're going to have to get creative about that as they go on, and that's going to mean Chase Anderson
yep.
starting game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to mean Jimmy Nelson starting game. And, you know, maybe it's a Zach Brown gives him some innings down the line. I think Adrian Hauser's start on opening day at for AAA yesterday, 5 innings, I think 1 hit. That was very encouraging. He's a guy that's going to play a role on this team this season. He's been a starter in the minor leagues and a reliever up here, but he – could make starts for them in the big leagues. There, you know, again, it's not five. We focus on the five that open the year, but it's always much more than that. Last year it was 11, and I think this year it's going to be a big guys to see. So they're not surprised when it happens, but they're going to have to figure out how to do that as they move along this year.
Adam, I love reading your stuff on Brewers.com, and you got something that made me very excited. August 9th. Trevor Hoffman, who I was a big fan of, J.J. Hardy, and Ricky Weeks will return to Milwaukee for the ceremonies. Can you talk about that real quick? I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, look, in San Francisco, people have probably seen the Wall of Honor here, but in San Francisco, the way that a lot of players and the way I walk to the ballpark, you pass this installation outside the stadium that's like good players that played for the Giants, not all Willie Mays and Barry Bonds. You know, Atlee Hammaker. Think of Atlee Hammaker. And Craig Counsell thought that was a really cool idea, and they installed this at Miller Park a couple of years ago for the players that were just, you know, longtime Brewers. And you get a conversation going with a dad and his kids about who these guys were, and they have a set criteria to get in there, and these guys obviously meet the criteria, three former All-Stars and one of them a Hall of Famer. So they're going to induct them into that wall later in August, and it's really cool for Trevor Hoffman because I think it's July 29th that he goes into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and then August 9th, nice. Brewers fans are going to get to come out and see him at Miller Park. So pretty cool timing and very cool that all three of those guys will be there.
Well, I want people to read that.
Trevor Hoffman will be he's still really connected to the organization. When they clinched last year at Wrigley Field, when they won 163, he texted a lot of us and just said, you know, forget what the text was. It's just real short. It was like, hey, enjoy this moment, you know, get to work, something like that. it was a really cool gesture from a Hall of Famer.
Wait a minute, he texted you?
A bunch of us, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, me and Gary don't have your number.
That's because he doesn't like you.
Wait, stop it. I love Adam. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you like him. It doesn't mean he likes you.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, please.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Adam. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
we all good,
man. You text me any time and tell me to get to work.
Thank you.
Adam, appreciate it, man. Get to work. I'll talk to you tomorrow down at the ballpark.
See you guys.
That's Adam McCalvey joining us from Brewers.com and MLB.com, our Milwaukee Baseball Insider right here.
J.J. Harder was a great guy.
On the Wendy's Big Show.
So was Ricky Weeks.
Fridays, 4:48. Both of those guys, really, really cool dudes. J.J.
Yes.
Hardy, I mean,
yes.
I think every single woman in the Milwaukee area loved him. And every dude wanted to be Ricky Weeks because the dude could just run faster than anybody imaginable.
I liked it. Trevor Hoffman, his pitching, the way he would raise that knee up so high. He was bringing it. That guy was amazing.
Adam joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline each week looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.